All right, folks, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're stuck on a runaway train headed straight into a wall of worry? Yeah, me too. That anxious feeling can be a real buzzkill, making it hard to enjoy the ride, let alone reach our destinations. But guess what? You're not alone in this struggle. Anxiety is one of the most common human experiences, and thankfully, there are ways to manage it, even overcome it. Today we're diving deep into the world of anxiety, exploring its sneaky tactics, uncovering practical strategies, and arming you with the tools to reclaim your calm. So buckle up, friends, because this isn't just another podcast, it's a roadmap to inner peace. You ready for this? First things first, let's talk about recognizing those anxiety signals. Ever feel like your heart is doing the Macarena in your chest? Or maybe you're suddenly hyper-aware of every little noise, feeling like you're on high alert? That, my friends, is your body screaming for attention. Sometimes, anxiety manifests as physical symptoms like headaches, muscle tension, or even digestive issues. It can also show up as racing thoughts, constant worrying, and difficulty focusing. Recognizing these signs is the first step to tackling them head-on. Now, let's talk strategies, because we're all about practical solutions here. One powerful tool is mindfulness. Think of it like this. Your mind is a wild party, and anxiety is the uninvited guest throwing confetti everywhere. Mindfulness is like stepping outside that party for a minute, taking a deep breath, and observing the chaos without getting swept up in it. Meditation apps, yoga, even just focusing on your breath can help bring you back to the present moment. Another great strategy is reframing your thoughts. Ever notice how our minds have this knack for turning "what if" into "it's definitely going to happen"? Anxiety thrives on worst-case scenarios. But here's the thing. You can choose to challenge those negative thought patterns. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this fear? Often the answer is no. By focusing on facts and realistic possibilities, you can gently shift your perspective from worry to possibility. Don't underestimate the power of movement. Physical activity releases feel-good hormones that combat stress and anxiety. It doesn't have to be a marathon. Even a short walk around the block can make a difference. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, or just taking the stairs instead of the elevator. And finally, remember the importance of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on relationships. Talking to friends, family, or even a therapist can provide support, perspective, and a sense of belonging. Don't be afraid to reach out. You're not alone in this journey. Think about that time you were stressed about an upcoming presentation. Maybe your mind was racing with thoughts like, "What if I forget what to say?" Or, "What if everyone laughs at me?" You probably felt those physical symptoms of anxiety, your heart pounding, your stomach churning, maybe even a little sweaty. You could have spiraled down that worry rabbit hole, or you could have taken action to manage those feelings. Maybe you practiced your presentation until you felt confident, visualized yourself delivering it successfully, and took some deep breaths to calm your nerves. Remember, anxiety thrives on avoidance. The more we try to push it away, the stronger it becomes. Facing our fears head-on, with practical strategies in place, is how we truly gain control. So, remember, friends, you've got this. You've got this. Anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. By recognizing its signals, implementing these strategies, and remembering that you're not alone, you can reclaim your calm and live a more fulfilling life. Go out there, be courageous, and keep shining bright. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. And remember, I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration and real talk. Until then, take care of yourselves, and keep that dopamine flowing in the right direction.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.